We continue our learning. You have an Avodah Zarah, an idol, that was left or abandoned by those who worship it. So we want to know, is this considered nullification? Is this considered bitul or not? So the Mishnah here says, Bishah Shalom Muteres. If it's a time of peace, which means that the reason the Oved Avodah Zarah moved away and abandoned his idol is because he's really nullifying it. He doesn't want it anymore. He doesn't feel that it has any power at all, and he's just leaving it. Shah Shalom. He's not running away from anything. So therefore, it's muteres. We had in the previous mission, we spoke about the Chacham's opinion, where let's say someone sells Avodah Zarah. Is selling an Avodah Zarah considered nullification or not? Well, maybe the person you're selling to is another non-Jew, and maybe he's going to keep it the way it is. Here, even the Chacham in the previous Mishnah would agree that selling may be different. When you sell something, so that you sell something maybe because you needed the money, but it's not because you wanted to nullify the Avodah Zarah. But here, if you're abandoning your idol and it's Shah Shalom, you don't really need to run away. It's very clear then that it's going to be much of this is considered a nullification. But the Mishnah says, B'shas Milchama, but if it's time of war, that why did the Oved Avodah Zarah leave his idol? Because he's running away. And it's not because he's nullifying it, but he just, if he has a chance to come back and he does not come back for it, so then we understand, okay, that would be bitul. But he's just, he's running away because it's B'shas Milchama, so that's not considered nullification. If Arthur, therefore, remains Asura, it's prohibited. Bim Mosios Shel Malachim, Hare Elu Mutaros, the bases, we spoke about this in the past, the pedestals where you place the idol, of Malachim, of the kings, are permitted. We'll have to see what these are in a moment. Why are they permitted? Because they place them at a time when the kings passed by. What does this mean? So the Bar Tanura explains what this is based on the Gemara and Daf Nun Gimel, Amud Beis. He says like this, Avnei Gozis Hamusu Kanos Biderech Mahalech HaMelech. Here you have these hewn stones that were placed on the road where the king would pass by. Uksha HaMelech Over Sham, when a king would pass by in that road, Moshivin Sham Avodah Zarah, they would place Avodah Zarah on these pedestals. V'umishtachavel, and he would bow down to it. The Gemara Mefaresh, the Gemara explains, why is it that these are mutaros? It looks like these the bases, the pedestals where the idols are placed, should be prohibited. There are idols placed on them, and the king bows down to them as he passes by. So the Gemara explains, "Veneisha manichin osa," which they leave it, they abandon it, which means klomar. Those pedestals are not designated to place Avodah Zarah Kol Shah all the time. Only when the kings happen to pass by. It's very temporary. And there are times where the kings may not even pass, are not going to pass this road at all. They're going to go an alternate route. And they won't pay any attention to these bases, the pieces of stones that hold the idol. Hilkoch, lav misham she'Avodah Zarah. Therefore, they're not considered Minsham She'Avodah Zarah accessories to Avodah Zarah, and therefore they're going to be permitted. That's what the Mishnah means. Be Mosio Shel Malachim Harei Mutaros. Why they Mutaros? Minishamidim Osam Bishah Shal Malachim Ovim. They only leave them there, place them there when the kings have to pass by, but they may go on another route, another road, and therefore they're not considered Tashmishay Misham She'Avodah Zarah accessories to Avodah Zarah. Perek Dalin Mishnah Zayin. Shaluis as the Canaan Baromi. They asked, which says the Roman non-Jews, some say they were philosophers, asked the Chachamim in Rome the following question. It made a philosophical question. If your God doesn't want Avodah Zarah, it's something he abhors idolatry, so why doesn't he just destroy it? Why does it, using the same language, why not let him nullify it? So all the Avodah Zarah? So Amulahen. So you know the Chachamim said to the Roman philosophers, Ilu ledavar she'ein tzorech la'olam bo hayu ovdin hayu mevatlo. If they would worship certain things that the world doesn't need to exist, so then Hashem would be mevatel them. The problem is, harehein ovdin lachama v'lalavana v'lakochav v'lamazalos. The problem is that they worship the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations, The world can't exist without these. So what do you want God to do? To mevatel them? Mevatel them? He destroys them. So then we won't have a world anymore. So the Roman philosopher asked the obvious question. Ya'abed olamo, before they asked the question, Ya'abed olamo b'nei hashotim, which means that part of the question the Chachamim said, the Zakenim said, should he destroy his world because of the idiots, because of people who are fools, who believe that the constellations, the sun, the moon, stars have some power, have some force. Obviously, because the people are worshiping them, he shouldn't have to destroy his world. So Amalahim, so they backed up, they followed with the next question, the obvious question. Amalahim, in Kenya, Abe davar she'ein tzorach la'olam bo, v'yaneich davar she'tzorach la'olam bo. So if you're telling me that God would destroy the Avodah Zarah if the world doesn't need it, so okay, good. So let him destroy all of the idols made out of stone and wood, etc., that the world doesn't need. We can do without those. He just won't destroy those which are worshipped, which the world needs to exist, the sun, the moon, etc. So what do the Chachamim respond? Amar lahen, af anu machzikim yidei ovdehem shalelu. If he does that, hey, Hashem would only destroy the objects that people worship, which are not necessary for the functioning of the world. He only destroys the wood and the stone idols, but he leaves the sun and the moon and the stars. You know, people are going to say, this is going now just to support those who worship the sun and the moon, and say that what do you see? We're machzik those who worship. Sha'om Rimi, they're going to say, Teidu Shehen Elohos. A proof to you should know that the sun and the moon, etc., are God. Look, you see, obviously God destroyed all of the wood and the stone, all the idols people make. But the sun and the moon, they're still there. So it must be because those are really idols. So therefore, in the end of the day, Hashem can't be mevatel any Avodah Zarah at all.